Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Well, the NFL playoffs are in full swing, and we are quickly making our way to Super Bowl 49. Are you happy with the quality or lack thereof of the officiating so far during the NFL playoffs this season? So, without further ado, another edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Wolski.
Ask fans of the four major team sports which is the most poorly officiated, and you'll probably get four different responses. Football, baseball, basketball, and hockey all use replay to varying degrees, and it appears Major League Baseball has taken the lead, making best use of the technology. In 2014, baseball's first season with expanded replay, things seemed to go pretty smoothly, with nearly half the challenges resulting in overturned calls. But as a lifelong baseball fan, I miss the days of Earl Weaver and Billy Martin going nose to nose with an umpire with their caps turned around. But football has a different problem. Scoring plays, turnovers, and any questionable calls in the last 2 minutes of the second and fourth quarters, plus challenges, are reviewed. But as we've seen in the NFL playoffs, even that's not enough. And while the TV networks probably wouldn't have a problem with more reviews, after all, more commercial time, this football fan does. Draw the line at reviewing penalty calls. It's too slippery a slope. Sorry, Lions fans. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Wolski. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. What are some of the biggest consumer tech trends of the future? What do you want? What do we all want from tech? It's so confusing. Tech is great when it works. When it doesn't, you want to go back to your old black and white television set. Well, there is a list of the 10 biggest consumer tech trends. Here we go. The first one, the streamed future. One trend is that online streaming of TV has finally overtaken broadcast TV as the method of delivery for people who want to watch television content. This will only increase in the years to come. People are cutting the cord. They are getting away from their cable system. One way the cable system is trying to combat this is by offering an app. My cable company allows me to download an app, and all I have to do is punch in my user ID and my password and all that, and I can watch my cable TV subscription on my phone or on my tablet. Does that make sense? Are they just hastening their own demise? Perhaps so. Maybe at some point they'll just all be internet service providers trying to compete with the best price. The idea of sitting down Tuesday night at 8 o'clock to watch a show, that's disappeared. You can watch shows whenever you want. The whole idea of binge watching. Look what happened with House of Cards on Netflix. The idea that television is now scheduled for an appointment. No, you can watch TV wherever and whenever. I had a guy on a train not too long ago, and there he is streaming episodes of The Sopranos. That's right. And it's pretty interesting to sit in a public place and hear Tony Soprano use the F word 18 different ways as you're going from station to station. And there were kids on the train. That brings up a whole other issue. What about helpful homes? Again, these are the biggest consumer tech trends of the future. Consumers want their homes to communicate with them. If a drain is plugged, the home could alert the owner. Da-da-da. Sensors in the home could tell you who is home and who is not and send a message. Imagine a toothbrush that gives advice on how to brush better after monitoring your brush strokes. That's a little creepy, and to me, that's a Twilight Zone episode. Next up, mind share. Consumers are interested in the ability to communicate non-verbally. Imagine a headset that would let others know how you are feeling without having to tell them. How about a device that lets you think to turn on your TV or turn on a light? Increasingly, these types of products are hitting the market, and consumers are interested in using them. Do I want others knowing what I think? This is reading your mind, really? I can go over to Best Buy and lay out $50 and buy a headset so I can let others know what I'm thinking without telling them? I'll pass. Smart citizens. Consumers want to know and compare their gas bills and energy use with neighbors to easily identify ways they can change. Really? Hey, Jim, come on over. Let's compare bills. I'll show you my financial house if you show me yours. Come on. A smart citizen is someone who has the information from many sources to see how they fit. And can you see, though, some of this stuff is so unrealistic. I choose stories for this show sometimes just to show you how ludicrous they are. Let's share. Let's share all our information. Let me show you how much I have in my 401k. Let me show you how much credit card debt I have. Let me show you how deep of a hole I'm really in. Show me yours. I don't think so. A sharing community. See, here we go, folks. Increasingly, consumers want to be able to share rooms, cars, bikes, and even talents. There are already apps like Airbnb that help consumers rent out their bedroom for a day. But in the future, just about everything will be able to be shared. All right, wait a minute. The whole thing about Airbnb months ago, we did a story about Airbnb. Essentially, you allow just the lonely traveler who's looking for a cheap room in your city to sleep in your spare room, even sleep on your couch. And when you get up in the morning, yeah, there he'll be, using your shower, using your toilet, and making your Belgian waffles. Do you want that? I don't. Would you be comfortable sleeping in a complete stranger's house? What is this, the 1930s? Boarding houses? Is this Bonnie and Clyde coming to stay at the house because there's no place they can go? They can't go and check in at the Hampton Inn? Sometimes the sharing thing gets a little uncomfortable. The digital purse no longer will cash in credit cards rule. Consumers would like to be able to use smartphones to pay and to put all loyalty cards and reward cards in one place. And you would trust that? Target, Michaels, Home Depot. We're going to be this one giant cashless society. We're going to love each other. You're going to come over and you're going to sleep in my bed. I'm going to tell you how much debt I'm in. We're going to just share everything, and it'll all be digital. It'll be on the cloud, and it will be one giant kumbaya moment for the world. My information. Again, these are the biggest consumer tech trends of the future. Consumers increasingly want to be able to pay anonymously without being tracked. When we pay with cash, we leave no record, but when we pay with a credit card, we do. Consumers want to be able to pay without being identified. Then just use cash. What's wrong with cash? Perfect example. Earlier today, I was in a mall with my wife and my son. We went into one of these specialty toy stores. He ended up buying a calendar and a chess set. And I, for however much it was, and I looked in my wallet, and we had just come from a restaurant, and I paid cash there. I like paying cash, and I only had, I had maybe $15 on me. So I didn't want to use my card, either our credit card or my debit card, in this tiny little private store with this little cash register that looked as if it was a toy that they were selling there in the store. And I didn't want to tell him he couldn't get the chess set or the calendar. So I went running down to the bank in the mall to take more out from a reputable ATM. I don't trust using my card at all of these tiny little private stores anymore. I just don't. Think about it. If Target can get hacked, if Home Depot can be hacked, why can't some little tiny network that services the mom-and-pop barbershop and the mom-and-pop toy store, they can be hacked as well? Do not use your card in many different stores. Why can't you just go to the bank, take money out, spend cash? It'll also help you control how much you're spending. You can swipe, 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 swipe all day long, and before you know it, you're $40,000 in debt. There's an easy way to do that. Just use cash. What's the next one? A longer life. Consumers want to live longer, and one way to stay healthy and safe is with wearables. A bike helmet that warns you of oncoming traffic, or a pillow that can tell you how to sleep better, are all technologies that will help consumers. Really? A pillow? Can I just go down to the discount department store and pay my $7 in cash and just buy a pillow? I don't need a pillow that's going to talk to me in the middle of the night and tell me to turn over because I'll be more comfortable on the other side. You know what, pillow? Leave me alone. Domestic robots. Oh, here we go. Rosie from the Jetsons. Consumers want robots to help around the house. Specifically, they want a robot to do laundry, clean up, and even be friends. How creepy is that? No, you know what? I'll do my own laundry and then I'll go out and get a friend. Oh no, wait a minute. Here's an idea. Take your dirty laundry, go to the laundromat and meet people there. You don't need Rosie the robot to do that for you. And the last one, children connect everything. Children will increasingly be completely integrated with the internet for play, school, and life. then you better get control of the internet, because I don't want my kid seeing half the stuff that's on the internet. My kid is 11, all right? Everybody has a smartphone. Do you know what you can look at on a smartphone? Yeah. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Used to be when I was a kid, you'd huddle up behind the tree on the playground and someone would tell everybody about the birds and the bees. Well, you know what? They now can go to birdsandbees.com and show them as well. Why? Because 11-year-olds are walking around with iPhones. All this tech, be careful what you wish for, because it may already be true. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.